Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 6 through 8. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. Powerful words for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. "Touch your nose and jump on one foot," Lauren said. No one moved, except Zach. Zach did just what Lauren said. He touched his nose and jumped on one foot. Everyone started laughing. Zach joined them in laughing because he realized what he did wrong. Lauren didn't say the magic words, "Simon Says." "Do you like playing, Simon Says? Are you good at playing that game?" It's very easy to play. When the leader speaks those special words, "Simon says," then you do whatever they say. If the leader doesn't say, "Simon says," then you're not supposed to do what they say. It can be very funny to watch a group of kids do all sorts of crazy and silly things when the leader speaks those special words. Peter spoke some special words in the story today. Peter said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Then, amazingly, a man who was not able to walk his entire life suddenly got up and walked around. He was so filled with joy that he went near God's house, the temple, and was walking, jumping, and praising God. What Peter did wasn't magic or part of a game. It wasn't done by his own power either. Peter healed the man with the power of Jesus, the same Jesus who healed people himself and who healed us from our sins, gave Peter the power to speak these words and heal this man. This miracle helped to prove to other people how powerful Jesus is. Jesus gives us powerful words to speak too. We have his word to share with other people. So when you tell someone that Jesus is our Savior and they believe it, God used the message that you spoke to work faith in their heart. When someone is mean to you and you say, "I forgive you," that person is forgiven just as much as if Jesus himself would say it. That's powerful. When a pastor baptizes someone and says, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," then God washes that person clean and welcomes them into his family. That's powerful. The words of Jesus are always powerful. That means the Bible is something for us to love and treasure. It also means that we can boldly share his words with others. When we do these things, we can trust that God will always be at work powerfully within us. We bow our heads and fold our hands in prayer. Dear Lord, help me to treasure your word and to trust its mighty power. Help me also to boldly share the good news of Jesus with others. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.